The revitalators will know how to make my neural substrate regrow and replenish itself.
A priority alert interrupted the current of his thoughts, an urgent update from the surveillance flyer feeds. Unit 8 had been scanning the forest and wooded hills northwest of Giant Shoulder. Overlapping passes revealed the presence of an indeterminate number of humans moving in single file northwards, tending east. Projections indicated that possible destinations included any of the spiral zealot garrisons which were holding down the northern coastal area. Now data was arriving from ground remotes in the vicinity, confirming that the insurgents numbered over 60 and that several were carrying sophisticated energy weapons. Their heading would take them through or past one of the Uvovo transplanted species reserves, or so-called daughter forests. That was a good place for an ambush, the Legion Knight decided. He would immediately dispatch a force of 25 combat droids and also send the two wire null augments, the human and the Uvovo, he had captured before the seizure of Giant Shoulder. For a few days, their response indoctrination had failed to embed properly, although the human had almost persuaded the pilot of one of those primitive airbag craft to descend into a trap. Since then, however, they had shown marked improvement, to the point where field trials were necessary. An ambush would be prepared, and when the humans entered its ambit, the two wire nulls would approach them, pretending to be escapees. Soon after, they would use their weapons to start killing the humans. That would be the signal for the combat mechs to close in. The plan was satisfactory. He gave the orders, and as a sudden ferment of activity stirred the shining ranks of machines, he turned his attention back to the sensor clusters and their continual scanning of local airspace, as well as near orbit and beyond. The immersal ships seemed to have left, while the destroyed Asgara vessel added its own portion to the clouds of debris already swinging around Darien, causing significant showers of shooting stars. And since the hegemony took great exception to the destruction of its and its allies' ships, its response would be swift, decisive, and very violent. Would any immersal vessel return before then and provide him with an entertaining prelude to the arrival of the Legion of Avatars? Chapter 10. Teo. It was the shaking and jolting that brought him round, along with a dull throbbing headache which, perversely, sharpened as he emerged into full wakefulness. Other sensations began making themselves known. His legs and arms, which he couldn't move, the complete inky blackness that greeted his open eyes, and the voice mumbling nearby. Drowsy thoughts suddenly clicked together. His ankles and wrists were bound, and there was a bag over his head. And the owner of the mumbling mouth also appeared to be the driver of the wheelbarrow in which he was a passenger.
How in all the hells did I end up in this?
Then, in a rush, it came back to him. Once the coordinates for Greg's location on Niviesta had been sent to Gideon's ship, Teo was on his way to his quarters to pack his gear when he was stopped by Strogolov, a trapper from Tangenberg. Strogolov said that he'd found an unusual Brolt device on the way to Tusk Mountain, but couldn't figure out if it was a weapon or what, and asked Teo if he would take a look. Teo was determined to be ready when the raiding party left. He wasn't going to let Vashutkin out of his sight, but Strogolov's tale snagged his curiosity, so along he went to the man's cubby room, where someone clubbed him over the head, knocking him out.
Like some green cadet with his mother's ribbon in his inside pocket, he thought. How could I just walk into that and not realize?